Multi is open. Don't forget the standard multi. No show tomorrow, no show Monday with the public holidays. So Loz is going early. He's going hard, and he's going with this tomorrow. Yep, on Saturday, sorry, at Rose Hill.
Yeah, Saturday. Race 4, number 11, High Dandy to run top 4, and then Rose Hill, number 1, Orchestral, to win, and that's paying $5. It's been a bit difficult, midday, because they had to do it on a Wednesday, and there was no forecast of rain either. So there's been rain. So has that affected the track? Do we know? Look, this is
a lot of excuses have just come out already.
Well, I'm a bit worried. I just walked outside and it's raining. And it was pouring with rain this morning at my house. I need to know the track conditions. Affected by multi.
Why don't they give you the opportunity to do it the day off?
Because we're not working.
Good point. So what did you do it Tuesday?
I had to do it yesterday.
And there's no show tomorrow. Mm. So we've got to sell it today.
Sell it today.
You blokes are elitist. How come you're not working tomorrow?
We just do as we're told.
Mate, I would work.
Some of us are, Block.
I'm a company man.
I am. Some of us are working, buddy.
Good, mate. You're a company man.
Of course I am. Mm.
At a price.
The right
price.
We
all have a price.
It's that Steve Blocker Roach you're hearing with us this morning as we preview round 4 in the NRL, and we go to... So we all tip the Roosters except for your good self.
I'm going with the Panthers.
He's going Panthers,
Panthers tonight. Mm.
I'm going GF again for Panthers. I know they haven't got Cleary, but I still... Mate, they've proven they can win without him.
Mate, how good are their young centres now?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You got a theory on halfback injuries you were telling us about as well.
There's no blockers anymore. There's no one covering for halves. Everyone's going after the halves. Do you watch the Tigers last week, how they went after Haynes? Kicked out in the full twice. Pressure on the kicker.
Yeah.
No blockers, coming from the line. Yeah.
These days, because it's hard to get from
so
marker.
So, Loz, when you're getting attacked like that madly, what and you're kicking, and you get attacked by the second marker a charger coming out of the line, what do? Get a bit deeper or a bit wider?
Well, a lot of teams use fullbacks as the carrier of the ball to get a fast play the ball. But also, so they've got another extra number in the line for the chase. I'm thinking you might have to revert back to the old days where you always had an inside option. So if they came out at you from marker or from the line to put pressure on you as a kicker, you just tipped it on the inside to your fullback. Mm. And your fullback was then the second option. Or you've got a two-pass play. So depending on what and how teams go about putting on their kick pressure, you've just got to have another option.
Did you see Kickow? He terrorised the halfback for the Titans last week. Absolutely terrorised him.
He Santa
Boyd.
Did.
Hey? He'd be still having he wouldn't be able to sleep this week. Oh. Hey?
Yep. Okay, let's go to Good Friday, and it is the traditional Bunnies v Dogs match. The Bunnies $1.48, the Dogs $2.65, plus 6.5 at the line coming off that good win over the Titans last week. The Bunnies coming off the awful defeat to their arch rivals, the Roosters. Good to see Cookies back in the starting lineup, Loz.
Oh, most definitely. And he explained it to us earlier in the week that it was for reasons because he'd been suffering an injury. Good to see Thomas Burgess back in the pack. And I think they had to start big and strong with their best forward pack. And I think Thomas is one of those players that starts. Excuse me, I don't know what's happening with my voice.
You need a drink, Loz? You need a Red Bull?
Do you know what? I'll take over for
keep
you.
Keep going,
I'll keep going. Mate, the Bunnies, I don't know, they've got to play their way out of this. I did the Bulldogs game last week. Reed Marnie was at his pesty best. I mean, he's always in the face of oppositions, and there's always something that happens in Good Friday games. You know, I reckon this is going to be a quite... tasty sort of game, this one. Kickow's in unbelievable form. I've never seen him play as well. Always known what a great ball runner he is and all that sort of stuff. But now he's doing all the little stuff, you know, taking the ball off his own line. Kick chase, first down there. He terrorised Tanner Boyd, the kickers. You wouldn't see that from Kickow a few years ago. Mm-hmm. He'd just stay out on his edge and just wait for something to happen. Now he's making things happen. Mate, you know what? I don't want to bash South when they're down, but I'm going to go the upset. I think the Dogs are playing well enough. Mate, did you see Carraz in that play last week? Mm. Carraz, Crichton, Tracy, all those sort of guys. I think they've got points in them. I think the Bulldogs will win.
Yeah, I think this will be a terrific match block. I'm going South because I think they have to win. But if they make 15 errors and close to 40 missed tackles like they did last week, they won't be getting the victory. I think you're right in everything you said. Carraz was fantastic. Crichton's a good player. Connor Tracy. Josh Adokar's been named on the bench. If he comes back, who do you drop? I'm nearly dropping Blake Taff. I think you, and then put Connor Tracy back to fullback. Mm. I think sides now are starting to bomb Blake.
Yeah, they are.
Mm. And I think that will be his issue moving forward.
Tell you what, he's good in attack, but
he sniffs out breaks and all that sort of stuff. But I think the fact that teams will now put him under pressure and compete for that ball, that's something that he's going to have to work hard on. And the fact that you can't have blockers these days,
other blockers.
Yeah, other blockers.
Yeah. running the blokes off the ball.
Mm. I think that sort of isolates him a lot more. So that'll be a bit of a worry I would have. But anyway, I'll go South Sydney just with the fact that they have to win.
Yep, Rabbitohs for me.
I love the Dogs at the plus.
What start have they got there?
6.5. Look, I'm tipping South, but gosh, my bet is Dogs plus 6.5. We'll put that in multis for sure. We go to Friday night, the Queensland Derby between the Brisbane Broncos and the North Queensland Cowboys. It is $1.90 each of two. The bookies can't split them. Skinny line, the Bronx are plus 1.5 at that line. And we see Tristan Saylor's in there at fullback for Reece Walsh, of course. Zach Laybutt's back for the Cowboys as well. He's made a pretty good impression early in his NRL career as well. How do you see this playing out, considering who's out for the Bronx, although Adam Reynolds is back?
Yeah, the good thing is Reynolds is back. Tristan Saylor did a wonderful job for him last year when he filled in. You remember how electric he was? So, you know, obviously they'll lose a lot without Walsh in there, but, you know, Saylor will do a good job. I just think the Broncos haven't hit their straps yet. I think at home, they might be too good for the Cowboys, who have been the surprise packet, really, out of mind, out of sight. They're on top of the comp, aren't they, at the moment, the Cowboys?
Only undefeated team.
Yeah, only undefeated team. And, I just think the Broncos are going to get going, and I reckon it'll be in this game.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are waiting for the Broncos to get going, but can they do it without paying Haas? You know, he's their number one meter eater. And their forward pack certainly doesn't look as strong as what it was last year, and the strength of the Cowboys is that forward pack. I haven't been taken yet by the Cowboys, even though they've won three in a row. Mm. Back line for the Broncos is very good. I can understand, I suppose, you know, looking at it from a point of view of punting, $1.90 each, a lot of people can't split them, but I'll lean towards the Cowboys, given I think it's a team that they've put on the park now for the last few weeks, whereas the Broncos have chopped and changed a little bit. Still some question marks about Adam Reynolds. Good to see Corey Oates back into the team on the bench. He'll probably play in a bit of back row at some point in time. I think key for mine is Ezra. If Ezra Mann can have a good game, like he did in that grand final last year, then the Broncos will win. But he's been a little bit quiet for mine to start the season. So he'll either explode in this game or Tommy Dearden will be the best player on the field. Because I think Tommy Dearden will be up for a big game.
I'm going Broncos.
Cowboys for me. Then we go to the match, 5:30 Fox League Saturday, St. George Illawarra, $3.25. The Manly Sea Eagles, $1.35 plus 7.5. The Dragons at the line here. This match is being played at Wynn Stadium there in Wollongong. And Block, it's just a bizarre game between the Dragons and the Cowboys last week, with the Dragons up 18-4 and then conceding 42 straight points in barely 40 minutes of footy.
I couldn't believe it when I looked at it. Mm. And they just got off to a great start, and everyone would have been thinking, hello, the Dragons are back. A little bit of a hiccup the week before, but if it's a fast track, if we don't get a lot of rain over the weekend, it's a fast track down there in Wollongong. mate, I can't see the Seagulls losing. They've just got too much pace.
Jeez, they looked good in the first 20 minutes last week against Parramatta. They moved the football. They got speed out wide. Daly Cherry Evans is playing great along with Brooks. And I think some of the players in their forward pack are playing their best football. Paseka.
Olakau'atu.
Young Ben Trbojevic is playing well. They're just too good. They'll get the job done against the Drags.
Yeah, Manly.
Manly it is all round. Then we go to Gold Coast and the Dolphins. This is a tight market. This is the Sunday night game with Gold Coast. $2.15 slight outsiders plus 2.5 at the line. The Dolphins are $1.70. And, well, with this game, the big news this week, Tino out and the Titans are now favourites in the most losses market block.
Well, who's going to put their hand up now? With big Tino out for the Titans, out for the rest of the season. I've got to say, I was really disappointed. Poor fellas. Going to sit out the season now. Yeah. I was looking forward to Origin and him playing for Australia and all that sort of stuff, but that won't be happening now, and we wish him a speedy recovery. gee, I don't know what's happened to the Titans. I don't know, mate. I haven't seen the Bulldogs beat anyone. What was it, 32-0 last week? No, weren't able to score. Kieran Foran looked a little bit underdone. Tanner Boyd looked like he was the deer in the headlights. I don't know how they're going to come out of this. This for mine, I think the Dolphins will win and win well. I think this is a 13-plus game, this one.
Jaden Campbell back. Yeah. David Fifita might be a late in.
Yeah, give them a bit more strike if both those players play. I can't tip the Titans off the back of last week. And I know that they've only played two games. The Dolphins, their first game, they were poor. But in that second game, they really turned it on. And I thought they played some really good footy. Hamiso at the back. Jeez, if he can bring that, you know, back up that performance before the bye. He alone can cause the Titans plenty of drama. So I just think they'll just be too professional, the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
We're up to the Warriors and the Knights. This game in Auckland, 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Sunday afternoon. The market with Tab has the Warriors $1.42 or -7.5. Newcastle $2.90 coming off an unconvincing win against the Melbourne Storm last week. Block the Warriors. Canberra really served it up to them, but they pulled away late in the second half to get the 2 points last Friday night. Interesting game, this. How do you see it?
The great thing about the Warriors, in my opinion, is they create so many opportunities. I love the way they play. I've said it before, the players in motion. And, mate, they Roger Tuivasa-Sheck moving back to
back
fullback.
Back
to fullback.
Wow.
When's,
who would have thought?
When's Nickel Klokstad back?
Who would have thought, Middo?
Back next week.
Yeah, the regular fullback's still unavailable.
Yeah.
Don't care. Who would have thought, huh? I got laughed at.
You didn't get laughed
at. I got laughed at. Who would have thought?
Did anyone see the Knights in Melbourne last week? The two fullbacks, unbelievable. Mm. Like Ponga for the Newcastle Knights, they don't win if he doesn't play. Yeah. And Pappenhausen was unbelievable. Both fullbacks were great. But, too many try-scoring opportunities for the Warriors. Wade Egan, I hope he's back. He's named in the side every week and he doesn't play. So, mate, they're a different side when he plays. And they've got that combination with Fanua Blake. And, mate, I think the Warriors will win this one at home.
I like the Warriors too. I like the style of footy they play. I think they've got a really tough forward pack. Big for Newcastle, because the last time they went over to New Zealand, they got hammered in that semi-final. Mm. Not playing anywhere near as confidently.
What's
as
missing
they were.
Was this Newcastle side so far?
Just the connection in terms of when they're moving the ball and right times to move the ball. It's just not clicking for them. Possibly trying to establish the fancy plays before the tough plays. You'd have to ask them individually whether they just thought or just assumed that we're going to roll on into the next year after having a successful back end of the season, which sides can be guilty of doing. They just think, oh, well, we've found their rhythm without doing the hard yards and being able to apply themselves and get ready to go again the next season. I'll tell you what, I think they've found one in Kai Pierce-Paul.
He's a good player.
He's a good player, mate. Yeah. If you're a fullback, if you're
running
a Kalen,
off him, wouldn't you?
Oh, or a half. Mm. If you pass the ball to him, you're doubling and keeping yourself alive because he's got that one arm offload.
Well, he's been standing in tackles all now, and Yeah. Or did that game last week, and I'm thinking, where's his support?
There was no close support.
No one there.
But no, he looks a really good player. But I'm going Warriors.
I'm with you. Warriors.
Warriors it is. Then on Sunday evening at Shark Park, Cronulla and Canberra. And the market has the Sharks $1.58 or minus 3.5 at the line. Canberra $2.40. And we spoke about this game this morning, Blocker, considering, well, Loz is surprised at the price of his Raiders, considering who is out for the Cronulla Sharks with some key forwards out for them, the likes of Toby Rudolph. Who else have we got out there? Royce Hunt, Dale Finucane, and Hamlin Ueli is still out as well.
Yeah. Look, I think the Tigers showed the formula to beat the Sharks last week, attacking Hines. He kicked out in the full a couple of times. I reckon Ricky Stewart would have sat back and watched that video. I reckon with all those forwards out, and the forward pack that the Canberra Raiders have got, I reckon they're going to go after the Sharks this weekend on their home ground. I think the Canberra Raiders.
I like the Raiders this week. Usually, I would say going to Shark Park, they would struggle because it's a difficult place to win for whatever reason. Jordan Rapiner plays his 200th game for the club, so well done to him. I like the look of young Morgan Smithies in the back row. I think he's been a revelation for the Raiders. Nico Hines, I think, will bounce back. I think Nico...
But I reckon they'll go after him.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think you've got to put him under pressure because I think he's the key. And I reckon the strength of the Raiders is their forward pack. And with the Sharks having a weakened forward pack, I think that's where the Raiders' advantage will come.
You're going well when you can't get Emre Guler and Corey Horsburgh into your team.
Is Horsburgh on the bench yet? Yeah. Or is he...
So he returned to New South Wales Cup last week, not in the 17.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're going all right. Yeah.
Hosking's on the bench. Hosking's been superb.
He's been outstanding. Young Trey Mooney, too, has been playing really good football.
Is he the fullback in reserve?
He's the front rower.
Oh, who's
so
the
Chevy
who's
Stewart is
Chevy,
the
Chevy. That's, yeah. I've seen him. Geez, he
yeah,
can
he's
play.
He's a really good player.
He's not far off.
Like Zach Wolford can't make the team. KO Weeks, like, gee, you're going all right.
Yeah, got some depth.
Loz was laughed at
when
he put the Raiders in his eight.
Yeah, still a long way to go.
What do you mean the eight? He had him in the four, didn't he?
I wasn't that optimistic.
I'm Raiders.
Yeah. Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to tip the Sharks here. And then we go to Monday, Easter Monday, Combank Stadium. It will be packed. Parramatta $1.47. The West Tigers, the in-form West Tigers at $2.70 or plus 6.5. They are at the line. Loz will have a multi on the Matty John show on Sunday evening, a same game multi for this game as well, which you may as well tease us with today as well, Loz.
Well, I'll give you one leg of the multi that I'll put in. And it'll be a 1-12 margin.
Right.
All right. It'll be a 1-12 margin. So now that I've said 1-12, I like Parramatta just.
Tigers
to going to fall into the Tigers, but I want them to do it a little bit more consistently. And Pup made a good point. I don't know whether it's in the break or whether we're on air when you said they did it last year. They had a good victory.
Well, we beat
and you
Penrith.
Reminded
they beat
me,
Penrith
yes,
in
you remind me they beat Penrith and then the next week they fell over. So I'll wait until they can start putting performance after performance together before I'd be confident in betting on them. But without Mitch Moses and his kicking game and his direction, a lot of pressure on their young halves in Taulagi and Dylan Brown. So Dylan Brown's been a bit quiet. I reckon he might be in for a big game. So I'll go Parramatta.
I think this one will be a lot closer than everyone thinks. Moses, he controls everything for the Parramatta side. If the Tigers can come out and attack with their defence like they did last week against the Sharks, they're in with a big shot here. But, I mean, I can't. I mean, if you're putting money on it, I think you're going to go Parramatta. If you're putting your hard earned on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Tigers, he'll say.
What?
Parramatta. Oh.
Pop!
I'm just telling you who I think is going to win. Didn't tell you who I was going
for. You're cold-hearted.
No, we're both going for the Tigers, but we don't think they can
win. I want
the
Tigers to win, but I don't think they'll beat Parra.
Young Lockie Galvin has done a really good job, hasn't he?
Mate, he has. It's a bit funny when a young kid comes into your team and he's your best player for the first couple of weeks. Do you know what I mean? The big test for Lockie, mate, I honestly think that he's a couple of off seasons away from being what he is actually going to be as a player. He's got all the skills, good kicking game. The big test for him is going to be longevity and lasting for 30 weeks in this competition. That's the hard part. But what I've seen so far, geez, he's got some talent.
He's going to be a big kid when he fills out.
Yeah, I reckon he blitzed all the fitness stuff as well.
Yeah. Is he... he's only two games into a first-grade career, but he looks as though he's going to be a big kid when he fills out. He might be a back rower.
I think he played in the back row in the Australian schoolboys, I think.
Right. He looks like he's going to turn into a back rower at some stage.
I saw him down in Canberra before the game and wished him the best and all that in the tunnel. I thought he was a ball boy. He looked about about 12. Yeah. Honestly, but he's a big lump of a kid. Yeah. But mate, he's handled it good. He's gone good. But as I said, the big test for him is going to be doing it for 30 weeks or 24 weeks or whatever it is.
Para 13 plus. Well, that's it. That's
you're
Easter.
Heartless, Middo. You know you've got some Tiger men here.
He doesn't care. No emotional attachment for Middo.
No. He isn't. Not when he's talking through his kick.
Has he got no emotion?
It's all about Zipper.
The fat.
It's how I bet these days. It doesn't work for me, don't worry.
What do you got over the long weekend, Block?
Mate, I'm doing the Bulldogs and South game, and then I'm doing the Sharks and
Raiders game.
Raiders, yeah, I'm looking forward
to that. Perfect. Busy weekend for you.
Busy weekend. And
any
then
Easter eggs?
Sorry?
Any Easter eggs?
Yeah, I like solid ones, not hollow. That's a rip-off. I reckon it's
more
a rip-off.
More bang for your buck.
I reckon it's a rip-off.
The hollow ones?
Yeah. Because there's nothing in them, unless they have.
Well, you're getting
Smarties
more value,
or a toy
aren't you?
Or something.
A little toy in there.
What are those ones with the toy in there?
Kinder Surprise.
Kinder Surprise. That's
the one. Called having a
good chocolate, actually. Kinder Surprise.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Very good.
I've never had a bad chocolate. It's like having a bad beer. I've never had a bad beer neither. Have you?
Oh, 90% dark chocolate. Oh, that doesn't taste good.
That doesn't count.
Doesn't count? That's okay.
Chocolate.
Fine.
Dark chocolate. It's not chocolate. Mm.
Yeah, if someone gave you dark chocolate on Easter Sunday, I mean,
watching
give it
your,
back.
Watching your weight.
What happens when you give
lower
it back?
Cows,
what do we give
for that?
Yeah. You know what you do with that sort of chocolate? Re-gift it.
I'm a re-gift man.
Re-gift.
At times.
What have you re-gifted?
I re-gift a lot of things.
This is great.
Tell
we need more.
Oh, what have I
insight into what you re-gift? I bet bottles of champagne because I can't see you, or unless you give them to the lovely.
No, I've re-gifted like scotches and things like that because I don't drink
this. You don't drink it, yeah.
No. just trying to think what else I've re-gifted. There's other things I've re-gifted. I give it away.
Well, you get given a lot, so I guess I get it.
But I give stuff away.
You're a good bloke.
Mate, most definitely. Don't wrap it up.
Or a card. You put a card in
there. No, just here you go.
Just there, mate. There,
probably should have re-gifted something to your wife for a birthday yesterday or the day before.
The what?
You should have re-gifted something to your wife for a birthday. You got her nothing.
No.
Did you? Did you end up getting her a card?
Nope.
You're a disgrace, Loz.
No present,
no card.
I
thought you were romantic.
No flower.
Nothing.
Not even one flower.
He's romantic.
Picked it from,
in his own
the garden. You could even just got it from the garden. Just the thought.
No. She understands. She knows where I'm coming from.
I'm sure. 30 years married. I'm sure she understands.
We've got a trip coming up later in the year.
There you go. Ah, right.
Saving for the trip.
Yeah, most definitely. Mm. Yep, can't spend
romance
more.
Romance will be
flower from the garden
in full swing on the trip.
No flowers in the garden.
Thank you, Stephen.
See you guys.